You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is taken from Revelation chapter 21, verses 22 to 25. Let me read. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. In the first verse of this chapter, it tells us that the old heaven and earth are gone, and we're now entering into the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem. At the end of that verse, verse 1, it says, there is no sea. Why no sea? Because sea was the symbol of all that meant chaos and anti-godness to the Jew. Now that was all gone. Well, verses 3 and 4, in the same beginning of this chapter, tell us that God's home is now with us in this city, and there will be no more death or crying or pain, for all the old things has disappeared. And yet when we read verse 22 from today's passage, we discover a strange thing. There is no temple in this new city. And yet, all through the Bible, the temple has been central for the Jews, but not in the new city. Why not? Well, earlier we learned that the city was constructed in the shape of a cube, and it's clear that its symbolic dimensions are supposed to parallel the dimensions of the Holy of Holies, the place where God was somehow most present in the original earthly temple. So there is no temple in the new city because God is everywhere. In the original temple, the only person who could enter the Holy of Holies was the high priest, and only on the Day of Atonement. But in the new city, which is where God is, the new Holy of Holies, you might say, we're able to live in his presence continually. The new city has no sun and moon. You might call these the sources of created light. And we're told it's because the Lord is its light. Well, that alludes back to Isaiah. Isaiah 60, 19 to 20 tells us that the future glory of Jerusalem, maybe this new Jerusalem was intended, will be that it no longer the sun will be your light by day or moon your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine on you. Moreover, the psalmist in Psalm 36, verse 9, tells us that in the Lord's light do we see light. So in this new city, this new Holy of Holies, where we will dwell forever, we do not need old light, old created light to see. For we have the true and eternal light of the Lord to reveal everything to us. So in this new city, this place where God is, and is for us, we will see everything as it really is, truly is, its true reality, illumined by his light, his eternal light. And there will be no more night and no more darkness, for those things have also passed away. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.